105.7 KLZ Reno's Classic Rock and Max Volume, and we have a very cool prize this week. Rock and roll concert and backstage photographs from the 70s and the 80s. I am talking to the author right now, Larry Singer, and the new book is out on Amherst Media. These are images that are featured in the archives and permanent collection of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's so cool to be talking to you, a man who's photographed some of the greatest of the all time, and captured some great moments. Your picture of Eddie Van Halen jumping across the stage, iconic. Another one, you were able to get pictures of Ritchie Blackmore tuning his guitar and stuff when other photographers could not even get close to the man. Larry Singer, welcome to the program.
Oh, Max, thank you so much for having me as a guest. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, man, this is a great book. And having all your stuff in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's pretty cool.
It is. In fact, the picture of Eddie Van Halen is currently on their website. If people go to the rockhall.com, which is the website for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, just rockhall.com, and go to the story section, my picture of Eddie takes up, if you go on your smartphone, anybody goes on their smartphone, they'll see that Eddie takes up basically the whole page. They really liked Eddie. I really liked Eddie, too, so we both agreed about Eddie Van Halen.
Wow. Now, you went on a run there for a while. It was just, there was so much great material to be chosen from down in your neck of the woods where you're seeing show after show after show. Tell me the story once again about, you got it, pictures of Deep Purple when others couldn't even get near them.
Okay, I was very lucky in that I was introduced to Deep Purple by their bass player, Roger Glover.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to the group after they had performed. They were the second group to perform in a three concert. And Rod Stewart was first, was going to be the headline act. Matthew Southern Comfort was the first to go on, and Deep Purple was right in the middle. And Ritchie Blackmore gave such an incredible performance that half the people in the audience after Deep Purple left, got up, and left Pirates Row, left the auditorium, and went home. They just couldn't take any more rock and roll. And it took me hanging around Ritchie Blackmore a year before Ritchie Blackmore would say word one to me, and then once he did, he would invite me in to watch him as he tuned up his guitar. He trusted me.
Yeah.
And I never asked him to smile, and I think he liked that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad, this book is amazing, and we've got copies that you can win all week long. A rock and roll concert and backstage photographs from the 70s and the 80s. It is just chock full of some of the best stuff. Alice Cooper. There's just some iconic shots. REO Speedwagon, Pat Benatar, and you're capturing them in the moment. There's a picture of Motley Crue bass guitarist Nikki Sixx, which is a rare one with him smiling. He does not smile a lot.
I was lucky. But what I do is I wait for the moment to actually kind of tell the people what it is I'm seeing and what it is I'm liking so much on the stage. Because basically, all I'm trying to do is tell a story in about 125th of a second.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, these guys gave me enough to work with, like The Who and Peter Townsend and Alice Cooper. See, Alice Cooper was, and remains to this day very much a fan of photography and a good photographer himself. And Alice treated if you were a magazine photographer, you were a newspaper photographer, Alice treated you like royalty, put you up front, and the photographers who liked being treated that way took great pictures of him. It made him far wealthier than he ever imagined.
Yeah. So good to talk to you. Larry Singer, the book is Rock and Roll Concert and Backstage Photographs in the 70s and the 80s. If you cannot get one by winning it on the radio, go to Amazon. And Rock and Roll Concert and Backstage Photographs in the 70s and the 80s from Larry Singer. Larry, always good to have you close by sharing the stories, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be in Reno. Hope you have a great week.